Good morning and welcome to Catholic Views. I am Gene Young, the managing editor of the Bishop's Bulletin, hosting for Jerry Klein this week, although Jerry will be back with us in a moment for the interview. In a bit, he will be speaking with Melinda North from the Catholic Community Foundation for Eastern South Dakota about discussing the Catholic Family Sharing Appeal that is on the horizon for our diocese soon. You want to stay tuned for that. This morning, we'll also have some religious news of the past week. I will have that for you. We begin this morning, though, as we do every Sunday, with a look at the readings for this fifth Sunday in Ordinary Time. Renee Leach with the first and second reading, and Father Darren Schmidt with the Gospel.
A reading from the book of Job. Job spoke, saying, "Is not man's life on earth a drudgery? Are not his days those of hirelings? He is a slave who longs for the shade, a hireling who waits for his wages. So I have been assigned months of misery, and troubled nights have been allotted to me. If in bed I say, 'When shall I arise?' then the night drags on. I am filled with restlessness until dawn. My days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle. They come to an end without hope. Remember that my life is like the wind. I shall not see happiness again." The word of the Lord. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, if I preach the gospel, this is no reason for me to boast, for an obligation has been imposed on me, and woe to me if I do not preach it. If I do so willingly, I have a recompense. But if unwillingly, then I have been entrusted with a stewardship. What then is my recompense? That, when I preach, I offer the gospel free of charge, so as not to make full use of my right in the gospel. Although I am free in regard to all, I have made myself a slave to all, so as to win over as many as possible. To the weak, I became weak to win over the weak. I have become all things to all to save at least some. All this I do for the sake of the gospel, so that I too may have a share in it. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On leaving the synagogue, Jesus entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Simon's mother-in-law lay sick with a fever. They immediately told him about her. He approached, grasped her hand, and helped her up. Then the fever left her, and she waited on them. When it was evening, after sunset, they brought to him all who were ill or possessed by demons. The whole town was gathered at the door. He cured many who were sick with various diseases, and he drove out many demons, not permitting them to speak because they knew him. Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed. Simon and those who were with him pursued him, and on finding him said, "Everyone is looking for you." He told them, "Let us go on to the nearby villages, that I may preach there also. For this purpose have I come." So he went into their synagogues, preaching and driving out demons throughout the whole of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord.
In the news this morning, pilgrims from the Diocese of Sioux Falls received the blessing of Bishop Paul J. Swain before departing for this year's March for Life event on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. recently. The diocese sent two busloads of pilgrims to the 45th annual March for Life. The group departed on January 17th and made it to Washington safely and then participated in the March for Life. The group of diocesan pilgrims then returned safely to the diocese on January 21st. You can read and see more about the diocesan pilgrims and the March for Life in the February edition of the Bishop's Bulletin in homes across the diocese right now and online at www.sfcatholic.org. In other news, a 10% tariff slapped on imports of Canadian newsprint by the United States is playing havoc with newspaper budgets across the United States, and Catholic newspapers are no exception. Press groups, one U.S. senator, and now a bishop have appealed to Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross to get rid of the tariff, which took effect recently. They already passed a 6.6% increase on to us, said Carmela Weismantle, operations manager and director of advertising for the Pittsburgh Catholic, the diocesan newspaper there. After experiencing no newsprint price hikes last year, Weismantle said in a telephone interview with Catholic News Service, the increase comes to about $6,700 based on the newspaper's typical press run, page output, and publication schedule. Before the day was out, Weismantle got an email from her printer notifying her of a second price increase. As the publisher of the second largest circulated newspaper in western Pennsylvania, I oppose these newsprint tariffs, said Bishop David A. Zubik of Pittsburgh in a statement. Newspapers provide the most reliable information and the greatest platform for genuine debate. Should they disappear, our ability to make wise decisions as a democratic society would be severely impacted, Bishop Zubik added. With tariffs, he said, newspaper workers will lose their jobs. No one will benefit. The tariffs are a lose-lose proposition. February's observances of National Marriage Week USA and World Marriage Day allow the faithful to revisit the importance of love and family in the life of the church, said Philadelphia Archbishop Charles J. Chaput in a letter to fellow prelates. Archbishop Chaput, chairman of the U.S. Bishops Committee on Laity, Marriage, Family Life, and Youth, said the events provide opportunities to focus on building a culture of life and love that begins with supporting and promoting marriage in the family. National Marriage Week USA was to be observed coming up February 7th through the 14th. World Marriage Day falls in the middle of the week on February 11th. To assist in the observances, the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops has developed homily resources and a bulletin insert marking the 50th anniversary of Blessed Paul VI's encyclical of Human Life, which affirms the Church's teaching on married love and responsible parenthood. Dated July 25, 1968, it was issued at a Vatican News conference July 29th of that year. Archbishop Chaput invited dioceses to consider promoting February 9th as a day of prayer and sacrifice in support of life, marriage, and religious liberty. The Catholic Church must confront the sin of racism, listen to people who have been oppressed, and seek reconciliation in part by promoting people of color into leadership roles, said Bishop George Murray of Youngstown, Ohio. As chairman of the U.S. Bishops Ad Hoc Committee Against Racism, he gave a talk this week at St. Peter Catholic Church in Charlotte, North Carolina, about racism in the church's history and how the committee is addressing the issue. About 300 people attended the lecture, including members of Our Lady of Consolation Church. The majority black parish in downtown Charlotte has fostered an ongoing dialogue on race with members of St. Peter Church, a majority white parish less than 3 miles away. The dialogue came in the wake of a fatal police shooting that sparked violent protests in the city in 2016. With a look at the news from this past week, I'm Gene Young reporting from the Bishop's Bulletin Newsroom. Now let's move on to our interview.
This morning on Catholic Views, we are joined by Melinda North, who runs the Catholic Family Sharing Appeal. And each year, as the appeal rolls around, we like to check in with Melinda and see how things are going. It's always kind of a fun time of year, even though we're talking about money and we're talking about asking people to help fund the ministries of the diocese. It is a fun thing to do, isn't it?
I so enjoy my job, especially at this time of year, because the diocese is doing some incredible things, and I get to talk about it. Call me the cheerleader, if you will, but people don't really know every little detail that's going on in the diocese, and Catholic Family Sharing Appeal is one of the times that we get to share that information.
Yeah, I think that's so true. In fact, we do a radio show with Bishop Swain, and we actually did that recently with him. He's usually teaching, right? And this is a moment for him to also talk about the ministries. And as he mentioned and has mentioned before, so much of what happens because of the nature of it really can't be shared. It's one-on-one ministry, or it's you know, individual work, and so it goes unseen, but it's not unnoticed. It is meaningful.
I think the great thing, you know, I was thinking about this the other day. This is the eighth year that I've been, part of my responsibility has been promoting the ministries and raising funds through the Catholic Family Sharing Appeal. And looking back at the past few years, I am noticing, and it might be because I have kids that are affected by a lot of the ministries, but even if we look at our our priests now. I'm noticing how it's starting in our elementary schools with some of the religious education programs, and Totus Tuus is a huge thing, mm-hmm. and how it morphs into the high school and they're engaging them in the discipleship camp. And then it's going into the youth conference where they're broadening their perspective of what church really means. And then they get to the Newman Centers, and in our Newman Centers, we're nurturing and kids are hearing a deeper call to discernment of, are you being called to the priesthood? Are you being called to religious life and marriage life, frankly? Mm-hmm. And then it goes from there into our parishes. And I think we're starting to see how the works that have been happening for so long and the prayers that have been going on, how it's really coming to be, and how the building of the kingdom of God is just taking shape.
Well, folks will see this in the February Bishop's Bulletin, but I love what we were able to do in sharing mm-hmm. the Catholic Family Sharing Appeal story this year, focusing on one family who, mm-hmm. just as you have described, from generation now to generation, yeah. you're seeing the impact of the ministries. That's a real powerful way to look at it.
To be able to tell the story in such a way that we have this year is a total God thing. His fingerprints were all over this. I got really excited when I had my meeting with Bishop Swain, and he said, you know, Melinda, I would really, last year we focused on family. I'd really like to continue that and focus on marriage and youth mm-hmm. and the family this year and talk about all of those things that are going on. And it was kind of fun because I went to the discipleship and evangelization office and I said, help me out. I mm-hmm. need a story to tell. And immediately they thought of a couple of families, but then honed in on the Smith family from Groton, South Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I thought it was just fabulous because typically around Sioux Falls, it's easy to find people because a lot of the activity happens in the larger cities.
Sure.
If you will, even Watertown, Mitchell, Yankton, but Groton, South Dakota, and the family that, you know, when he had the opportunity to meet and talk with them, just so energizing, so spiritual, and the message that they bring of how they've been affected, even from the time Steve and Carol met
at the Newman Center. Of course. Yeah.
And they told us the story of, you know, how they went through the RCIA program discerning, are they going to be Catholic? Are they not going to be Catholic when they get married? And how all that came about. Just very powerful, powerful story and a strong faith life that they've built within their family.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and again, I think it illustrates really well the power of what happens when we all come together through the Catholic Family Sharing mm-hmm. Appeal, pool our resources, and then create the ministries and share the ministries with everybody.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun to see. And, you know, people often I hear of, really, Melinda, my money doesn't do anything. I'm not able to give that much. But when you think about all of the people within the diocese, the 20,000 people who sacrificially give, whether that's $2 or $2,000 or more, when we come together, we are able to do extraordinary things, not just with our financial generosity, but with our generosity in prayers.
We should clarify, we're talking about this year's Catholic Family Sharing Appeal, and it always runs alongside of Lent. Mm-hmm. And so very soon people will be getting a letter in the mail, and what else are they going to see?
Well, we hope you see a lot of what we're doing. I've been working with the priests in the diocese for the last couple of weeks, and ideally what we'd like to do is have every parish share the same message or close to the same message on that first weekend in February to really talk about what we are doing as one family and one faith here in the Diocese of Sioux Falls. So whether you live in Vermilion and you're going to school in Aberdeen or you're going to church in Aberdeen, you're going to hear a message of some sort of how your generosity is impacting the diocese. So that will be that first kickoff weekend in February.
Okay.
And Bishop Swain has a letter that we're direct mailing to all of the households.
Okay.
Which will be followed up from an email to all the households that we have emails for that will give you a link to the website that has a number of videos on there of just a few of the ministries supported and the impact that people's donations have made.
Because that's important for some people. They really do like to know, well, what's my money doing? You know, what's my contribution? Where is it making a difference? And so they can do that. They can see that.
Absolutely. If you go to the website, if you're out there and you're by your computer, go to sfcatholic.com. Catholic.org. That's S for Sioux, F for Falls, Catholic.org. And the website in and of itself is one of those ministries that's supported in part by Catholic Family Sharing Appeal.
True.
We have an excellent communications department in our chancery office who just does phenomenal things, Jerry's. You know, and more than anybody.
And this radio program.
And this radio program. Yep. Absolutely. So visit the website, and on there you can see all the ministries within the diocese. Every single ministry that you see on there is supported in part through Catholic Family Sharing Appeal. But if you go directly to the CFSA homepage, a landing page, there are three videos out there that really communicate the message of how the impact has been.
That's great. So a good way to do that. And then mechanically how this works is people will get the letter. There's a form they can fill out and then they return that to their parish, or what's the best way?
Yep. That's a great question. Thank you for asking. When you get your bishop's letter in the mail, first of all, if you don't get it, please let your parish office know or give us a call here at the diocese and we can get you that information. This year within the direct mail piece to the household, Bishop has really asked that we unite and join in prayer. And part of our goal with the Catholic Family Sharing Appeal is to have ultimately 100% participation. And so we are asking people to support in some fashion. If you can't give financially, give your prayers. And so within that mailing to all of the households, we've included a prayer card because we want to pray with all of you. So when you fill out that prayer card, include it in the envelope with your pledge card, give it to your parish. Your parish will add you to the prayer chain, and then they'll send the list to Sioux Falls. So Bishop can add that to his daily prayers, intentions that he does every day.
I love how that reinforces the theme of one faith, one family. That really makes a lot of sense.
It does. Yeah. It does. So our priests and our parish staff are just very, very generous and very helpful in this whole process because, again, we can't do it ourselves. One person cannot do it all. So we do work through the parishes. So if you have any question, go to your priest or your parish secretary and they can help you. If they're not available or have a question that they can't answer, you can always call us here at the diocese as well, too.
I know one of the other things that goes on this time of year as you kind of gear up for this, and you mentioned working with the parishes, is you get out and about and actually meet with different groups. And I think you had three or four of them this year, gatherings where parish, maybe parish staff or some of the finance council members or the priests come together. And how has that been this year? What's your experience been with those meetings?
We had four meetings throughout the diocese. We went to Aberdeen and Mitchell and Hartford, and then Vermilion was our last one. And we've had a great response. And what we really wanted to do this year was to give a Catholic Family Sharing Appeal 101, basically. But me, I can't talk about Catholic Family Sharing Appeal or giving unless I talk about stewardship. So with our priests, we really focused back in on the stewardship way of life. And I think probably the funnest part for me to talk about was, you know, when you say the word stewardship, people kind of go,
ugh. A little glaze they over. Want
it. Yep. It's a polarizing word. And I don't know if it's because it's been used so often or if it's been misused, but it's my desire to change the thought process. So when I was out there meeting with the priests, I said, you know, instead of time, talent, and treasure, let's rethink of what we really want, what stewardship really is, because everything we are and everything we have is a gift from God. God created us for a purpose and a reason here on earth. And the gifts that he's given us, we need to be grateful for. But the real question is how can we be grateful and how can we know what he's calling us to do? Unless, you know, when you think of time, talent, and treasure, take that time. God's asking us to give our time in prayer. How is our relationship with God and what's our prayer life like? And how are we going to him and showing our gratitude in prayer, but then asking him, okay, Lord, what are you calling me to do? Catholic Family Sharing Appeal is a great time to do that. That once a year, if that's what it takes, of reevaluating, Lord, you've been so good to me. I have healthy kids. They're smart. They're on fire for their faith. I have a network of friends. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the work that I get to do. How do you want me to use my gifts, Lord, to give them back? So instead of time, think of it as prayer. Mm-hmm. Spend your time in prayer. Instead of talent, think of it as participation. How are you participating in the ministries and the organizations in your community to share your gifts? And then instead of time, talent, treasure is the last one. Instead of thinking of treasure, think of it as generosity. God asks us to be generous with all of our gifts, not just the ones that we pick and choose, but all of them. So I really want to start working with the priests and the parishes on just rethinking that mentality of stewardship. And Catholic Family Sharing Appeal is a great time to start that. It's a new year. Let's make it one of our resolutions.
It works so well, doesn't it, with the season of Lent? I mean, mm-hmm. again, Catholic Family Sharing Appeal and Lent coincide. And all those things you just talked about are great ways for us to enter into Lent as well.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And ideally, you know, it's something we want to carry with us all year long.
Right.
And over again, people say, oh, stewardship has died. Well, it's died because it's a never-ending journey.
Mm-hmm.
It's never over. God calls us to be more and do more and grow closer in Him for that ultimate goal of eternal life with Him. So stewardship's it's not something that ever goes away. It's a continual journey.
Well, you can't really say it goes away because your faith doesn't go away.
Right.
And it's an aspect of our faith.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't think we can let it go.
No. No, and who wants to?
And who wants to, yeah. Yeah, once you realize the gratitude side, the blessings mm-hmm. that we all have, even if we're in, you know, challenging circumstances, we can still find something to be grateful for. And I think if you're there, then the other pieces come together.
Right. I had an opportunity to engage in conversation at one of our regional meetings with a staff person of one of the parishes, but a parishioner, a single mom. And she said, you know, every year I don't feel like I can give very much. And she said, so last year I decided that I was going to do a monthly gift. And, you know, I thought about increasing it the next year and just thought, God, you know what? $1 doesn't do very much. And she said, but then I received a pledge card from another parishioner, and knowing their financial state and how sacrificial that $1 a month additional had to have been for them, she goes, it just changed my whole perspective.
Hmm.
And it's not, you know, it should be more about giving and thanksgiving and in gratitude for what you have. It should come about through prayer and your relationship with God. And then it should be sacrificial. And everybody's sacrificial gift is totally different.
Yeah, the quantity isn't necessarily mm-hmm. the issue, is it? Because all of our circumstances are different.
Yep.
But it's that prayerful response to what the Lord's asking us to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, they budget for it, which is, I think, is a very prayerful, sacrificial way of doing it as well, because God calls us to give from our first fruits, not from what's left over. So how are we preparing and including Him in our lives and our budgeting process?
Just part of that list of the monthly, of the monthly,
the monthly bills.
Of the monthly bills. It's a great way to do it, actually, in a way that you're reminded every month of what you're doing, mm-hmm. but that you can probably handle.
Right.
Just as you handle the rest of your bills.
Planned and proportionate.
Yeah, planned and proportionate. Yeah, there's mm-hmm. the old 4 P's. I'm not going to go there because we won't, you and I will struggle to get them, but I remember that being part of the mantra for a lot of
years. Planned, proportionate, prayerful, and sacrificial are the 4 that I can remember.
There you go. There you go.
It's not 4 P's, but.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you, too, a little bit about, I know you have really great support. This doesn't happen in isolation. You mentioned, obviously, Bishop Swain's involvement, but you also have the involvement of priest advisors. And I think that's so key because they're the guys that are kind of out there on the front lines, if you will. They're in the mm-hmm. parishes, and they're helpful to you, I know, in a lot of different ways.
They are extremely helpful. I have 3 just wonderful men on the priest advisory board right now. Father J.P. Morgan, who's at the cathedral in Sioux Falls, and then Father John Short, who's at Holy Spirit in Mitchell, and then Father John Fisher, who's at St. Agnes in Vermilion. Each of them bring a different perspective to the table. And for me, it's very helpful to have the priest advisory committee because they're out there with the people, and especially Father John Short and Father Morgan, who grew up in a rural community, they understand the perspective of the people from all areas of the diocese and the struggles that each of us have, whether you're in a big city or in a small town. So for them to bring that perspective of, you know, it's not easy to talk about money and it's not easy to ask for money, but we're called to give back. Jesus talks about finances in the Bible, and we're called as priests, they'll say often, we're called to challenge the people to think about what controls you and what do you control? And how is your relationship with the things that you have? You know, when we're created, we own nothing. We're given all the gifts, and how are we using those? So it's been a great spiritual journey for me to work with the various priests over time.
Yeah.
But hats off to those three. They're incredible.
I'm glad they're willing. And I know you've had very willing help like that in years past as well. Just a minute or so left this morning, Melinda. I just want to ask, as we kind of remind people about this annual appeal, the Catholic Family Sharing Appeal, what do you want them to remember and what do you want them to do? And any last instructions? Here's your moment.
You know, the big thing for me in the Catholic Family Sharing Appeal is this is the one time each year that as Catholics in the diocese of East River, we come together and we pool our resources, we pool our prayers, and we really focus on the ministries that we offer here in the diocese. I could go through the many, many great things that are going on, but it would take too much time, but I would extend this invitation. I would love to come and visit with you where you're at and share with you the great things that we're doing together as one family of faith in the diocese. If you would like that, give me a call. I am happy to do that. Otherwise, visit the website. There's a plethora of information out there at sfcatholic.org. Or talk to your priest. If you have a newly ordained priest, they're the best ones to talk to, because in a big part, Catholic Family Sharing Appeal helps them discern their process and walks with them through their seminary and years.
Yeah.
So they owe you a thank you.
and they'll give you one, too.
They'll give you one, too.
To a man, they will give you one. I know, having heard them talk about it.
Yeah. And the other thing I would really encourage you to do is when you go to the website and you go to the Catholic Family Sharing Appeal page, check out the ministry videos. There's some great ones out there on our prison ministry, our chaplain ministry, the Newman Centers, and seminary and education. Go learn what you can. And then when you have more questions or if you want to dig a little bit deeper, call us.
All right. Watch for the letter from Bishop Swain. It'll be coming to your household very soon. The Catholic Family Sharing Appeal this year. Melinda North directs it. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
If you have submissions for the Bishop's Bulletin or have a topic you'd like to hear discussed on Catholic Views, you can contact us here via the internet at www.sfcatholic.org or by calling us at 334-9861. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Catholic Views. Jerry Klein will be back then. Thanks for joining us this morning. Have a great day.